Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 18-month-old Jackson Williams taken to the ER unconscious with serious injuries. Hospital staff try to save him, but the tot dies hours later. The boy's father, Julian Williams, is distraught. Baby Jackson was under his girlfriend, Trinity Pogue's, care when he was fatally injured.
Nancy, it's unclear exactly what injuries the child had, but based on the initial findings, agents with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation believe the child's death was caused by some form of blunt force trauma. Pogue, last year's Miss Donaldsonville, has been stripped of her title and has not yet learned if she will be eligible for bail. While baby Jackson's father has asked for privacy at this time, a GoFundMe in his benefit describes him as Jackson's sole caretaker.
Trinity Pogue, now charged with aggravated battery, cruelty to children, and felony murder. Justin Carpenter, out on bond for drugs, walks into an Indiana Buffalo Wild Wings seeking fried pickles. Employees tell him he's out of luck. The kitchen closed 2 hours before. He then tries to persuade employees to reopen the kitchen in exchange for pot. I think they take money there. They refuse, but Carpenter generously leaves them 3 baggies of marijuana for all their trouble. Cops are called. Carpenter's found with cocaine, THC cartridges, and assorted pills. Carpenter will again have the opportunity to bond out on several new misdemeanor and felony drug charges. I don't think they have Buffalo Wild Wings behind bars, but we'll find out. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A grand jury has indicted a farm worker accused of killing 7 people in 2 separate shooting incidents at mushroom farms in Northern California last year. Authorities say this move now advances the case for prosecution. Chun Li Zhao appeared in court to be charged on 7 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted first-degree murder. However, San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff sent an email stating that Zhao's arraignment had been postponed until February 29th. Zhao faces charges in connection with the January 23, 2023 killings of 7 individuals in Half Moon Bay. Last February, he entered a not guilty plea. Wagstaff noted that the preliminary hearing, which was supposed to take place in March, has now been canceled due to the protracted nature of the case. According to the DA, the grand jury indictment advances the case by superseding the criminal complaint and avoiding the requirement for a preliminary hearing. Zhao allegedly started his shooting spree at California Terra Garden after his supervisor there ordered him to pay a $100 forklift repair after he collided with a co-worker's bulldozer. Prosecutors claim that before traveling to Concord Farms, another mushroom farm where he was fired in 2015, he killed 4 co-workers and injured another. He then killed 3 of his former co-workers in a shooting rampage at Concord Farms. Wagstaff stated that Zhao's next move would be to enter a plea at the hearing in February in response to the grand jury indictment. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Now to Long Island, where a shocking video shows the moments a cheated local lister fights desperately to get his property back. Steve Morrow listed a Rolex for sale on Facebook Marketplace and made plans to meet with an interested buyer. The transaction seemed to be going well. After a careful inspection, the buyer agreed to the full asking price. The buyer asked Morrow to follow him to his car for payment, but as soon as they get to the buyer's Honda SUV, the man hops in and locks the doors behind him with the watch in tow. Morrow beats on the doors, and in footage captured by a neighbor's Ring doorbell, the man slams the car in reverse, knocking Morrow to the ground. Unflinching, Morrow picks himself up and flings himself on top of the hood, determined to make the driver stop. A Nassau County police officer witnesses part of the incident as Morrow is thrown from the hood and the driver takes off, traveling east on Jerusalem Avenue. Morrow screams, "Go get him, he has my Rolex," but officers are more concerned with his injuries, for which he received treatment from a Nassau County police medic. While the driver got away, he is described as about 30 years old, 5'10" with a slim build, and wearing his hair in long locks. The suspect's gray Honda SUV appeared to have Connecticut plates. Morrow spoke with our friends at the Associated Press of the ordeal, quote, "I can always sniff out a scammer from the very beginning, and this guy didn't come across that way at all," adding, "I was not going to roll over and let this man take it without a fight." The watch was valued at $8,000.
Thanks, Sydney. Shane Fell joins his brother at a Marrero, Louisiana bar for a few games of pool. The brothers wrap up a little after midnight and head their separate ways. On his way home, Shane loses control of the car and flips it. He crawls out of a window and calls his brother, telling him he's okay but needs a ride home. Shane's brother immediately turns around and gets to the crash in about 20 minutes. Police and EMTs are on the scene, but Shane's nowhere to be found. One of his shoes is found stuck in the mud, but there are no more signs of Shane Fell. His brother says Shane sounded coherent on the phone, but family members are worried he suffered head injuries. He could have been confused. If you have info on Shane Fell, now missing 12 years, call Jefferson Parish, Louisiana Sheriffs, 502-364-5300. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.